This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, unless you make it your show, what we're going to be talking about during the second hour is the American church is leading and lending a helping hand unto its own judgment and destruction. I'll get to that during the second hour. Before we do that, interestingly enough, we went to the grocery store this morning. We have to eat too, right? And with that said, what we did is look down at the aisle, and I noticed down the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, it's a communist network, friends. There's no doubt about it. And they, as a matter of fact, in Minnesota here, they call it the Red Star. And they, for some reason or another, laugh that off, like as if to suggest we're talking about this happening or taking place in a third world country, which it is not. It's happening in America today. With that said, I looked down and I noticed the headline, and the headline was, Critics of the President of the United States of America receive bombs mailed to them. And I just looked at them, and as I looked at them, I just kind of smirked a little bit. It kind of made me mad because I know it's all a farce. It's a hoax. There's no question about it. And you're seeing this across the boards. I have yet to find somebody that actually agrees with the lying media. And I'm going to expose something here in just a moment, too. Under Barack Hussein Obama, he actually passed a propaganda bill, just so you know, that it is in full force today under the brand new administration. But with that said, as I looked at that headline, I looked up at the cashier with kind of a half smirk on my face. And I looked at her after I said it out loud. She looked at me and she nodded her head in disgust. And I just looked at her and I said, you know, I recited the name, the headline again on the paper. And as I did so, I said, do you believe this? And she nodded her head no. And I looked at her and I said to her, I said, does anybody believe this? Because I can't find for the life of me anybody, not a person across the country. I, folks, right now, I'm being broadcast live into over 103 radio stations, cities across the country. Okay. With that said, I'm also in 53 other countries being broadcast live as well. I have yet to hear from one person in America that believes the media. Not one person. And yet, it goes on. It's almost like when you talk to the people about what's going on, it's almost like it's surreal for these people. It's not really happening, but it's happening. And as you look at them, they almost have a smirk on their face like it's funny that they would try to get one over on the people. Well, here, let me give you a little history really quick so you can kind of understand why people are reacting in such a fashion. Jim, on one of my posts, said, on the night of 31st August 1939, military time, military date, a small group of German operatives dressed in Polish uniforms and led by Naujak seized the Gluitz station and broadcast a short anti-German message in Polish. The operation was named Grossmutter Gestorben, okay? It means in English, grandmother died. The operation was to make the attack and the broadcast look like the work of Polish anti-German saboteurs. Now, on Thursday, I had broadcasted a brand new article I just wrote. And it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Created Opposition Will Be Blamed, but they are the ones that are doing the attacking. Now, I went over it on Thursday, and I went over it on Friday as well. And I basically referenced a quote by a dictator named Adolf Hitler. He said, "I will tolerate no opposition." And let me just lay this out as a premise before I highlight this bill that was signed under the cover of Christmas under Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? The propagandists are telling us today through a headline from CNN. The headline reads as follows. This is CNN, friends. Act of terror. Bombs sent to CNN, Clinton's, Obama's, Holder, and others such as Maxine Waters and John Brennan. Okay? By the way, read 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment. And what I did is, during my time of writing this new column, I was just writing out the history that I recollected. It came to my aid in writing the column. And I said, act of terror, really. Because isn't it interesting, Americans? How many Muslims, a question mark, how many Muslim crimes have been committed against the people in this country since September 11th? And yet, when they are found out for their crimes against we, the people in our country, they are then labeled by the CIA-controlled media only allegations or speculations. Or they call it workplace violence or domestic abuse, so on and so forth. Now, of course, the media is doing their absolute best to avoid the word and the use of the word terror until it is convenient in naming their political opposition terrorists. Now, I want to counter all of their propaganda, because propaganda it is, America. Notice the timing. Just days before the elections, they are trying to put themselves in the victim position so the American people will look at Donald Trump's support as the problem in this country and the bullies. Now, if you go back to, side note to this, if you go back to Kevin Jennings, Obama's Safe Schools Czar, he was the founder of GLSEN, a homosexual organization. It's interesting to note that he said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, friends, they don't have the shield protecting themselves from we the people. You'll find that they have the spear. But they want you to believe that they are on the defensive and they are the victims of a bunch of bullies, when in fact the opposite is true. What I want you to remember here now is the word terror is defined in the original Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. And it's exactly what's being put on display for the American people 24/7. And they're getting more bold about it and more bold. And folks, they're getting irresponsible about it because, again, as I started off this segment, there's not a person that I know of. Folks, even just scanning the scene outside of the CIA-controlled media, there's not a person that believes this propaganda. And maybe that's why 94% of Americans in this country don't believe the media, okay? Now, with that said, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and I'm going to read off this propaganda bill, which they signed under NDAA, okay? And this all happened under the cover of Christmas, Obama's establishing of a controversial anti-propaganda agency. Now, notice they said anti-propaganda when it actually empowers the propaganda machine to go forward.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. We are live across the country and internationally right now, and we also want to give a shout-out to our friends over at Before It's News, Michael Roach. Thank you for your trust. He's doing a live broadcast right now, and again, we thank you for your trust over there. With that said, you can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE. Facebook is BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean. And you can also jump over to our Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. Just punch in those words. It'll pull up. We have several hundred videos over there actually not only showing you what the problem is, but also magnifying the law against the crime to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate. Amos 5:5. You will not be disappointed, let me tell you that. Go ahead and do your homework, friends. And by the way, they're short videos. They're not elongated out to be, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, so on and so forth. But there is programs that I do have over there now that I think about it. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. With that said, friends, let's get back over to this because people have forgotten about this. And by the way, this is why things continue on the course that they're on today. because of the short-term memories of the American people, because they're being inundated and you're being inundated on a daily basis with new topics, new crimes all day long. I mean, just think about this, friends. On a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis in this country, decade after decade after decade after decade, you know what your media sources have been doing, the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media is doing? They're magnifying the crimes of corrupt politicians. And they make light of it, the American people do, to allow these things to happen on a daily basis. And things are getting worse and worse and worse. And what you're doing is you're actually aiding your own destruction. Because, folks, again, things are not getting better. They're getting worse. What are you talking about? On December 26th of 2016, most people forgot about this. Under the cover of Christmas, Obama establishes controversial anti-propaganda agency. That's what they call it. And the anti-propaganda is to basically call the people that are telling you the truth the propagandist. The people that are telling you the truth is fake news. The people that are telling you the truth, folks, again, anti-propaganda agency, they're working there to make sure that your voice is not heard, but they have to first convince you that it is propaganda, and this is where they're having the problem right now. But again, we can see the forces such as Facebook and Twitter and Google and big tech companies censoring their opposition, which goes line upon line, precept upon precept, folks, highlighting the very things that I'm highlighting right now to further solidify and reaffirm exactly what I'm telling you. Now listen carefully. It owns all these not at all important laws are smuggled into NDAAs as that are signed on Christmas Eve with basically, listen carefully, no public knowledge and no public debate. And who wrote this? Critic Adam Johnson. In the final hours before Christmas holiday weekend, the U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama on Friday quietly signed the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. Again, notice the acronyms and notice the names. National Defense. Folks, listen, National Defense to attack anybody that exposes government for their crimes against we the people? Because that's exactly what this program is. The National Defense Authorization Act into law. I want to tell you something, friends, first and foremost, before we start rocking this topic real quick. It's not law. Again, anything that runs contrary to the Constitution and the enumerated laws is null and void. And again, I know my son doesn't like this who produces the show, but the fact of the matter is Thomas Jefferson said it best. He said nugatory. It's null and void. It has no lawful authority. And that's exactly what these bills have. But the American people believe that it's law. No, it isn't. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. With that said, it was buried within the $619 billion military budget. Did you hear what I said? The National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, was signed into policy and buried within the $619 billion military budget. It's a controversial provision that establishes a national anti-propaganda center that critics warn could be dangerous for press freedoms. What's happening today, friends? This was in 2016. The Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, introduced by Republican Senator Robert Portman of Ohio, establishes the Global Engagement Center under the State Department, which coordinates efforts to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining the United States' national security interest. That's what they told you in order to sign it. And keep in mind, it was buried in this bill, okay? And this wasn't open for public debate or public knowledge. Again, it was signed secretly and quietly, friends, under the cover of Christmas by Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal foreign sodomite himself. Further, the law authorizes grants to non-governmental agencies. See, friends, your tax dollars are being allocated, really, in essence, friends, to be used against you by supporting agencies that you have not authorized. They, folks, do you know how much government today and the said representatives are operating out of their scope of authority? If the Constitution and we, the people, didn't delegate the authority to do the things that they're doing, then where are they receiving that delegation? There you have it. They're not receiving it from we, the people, so therefore it means they are working for someone outside of the scope of authority, working against we, the people, and it's exactly what they're doing. Again, this is to collect, to store examples in prints, online, and social media, disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda. Listen to what they said. Directed at the United States and its allies. Baloney. 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 Just watched Edward Snowden, a movie done a couple years ago, and I've seen it before. It's a true story. And it's done by Oliver Stone, who's pretty good at doing his due diligence and giving you facts so it doesn't become fictitious. And with that said, we watched it again the other day. And it was interesting, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, I need to insert this thought here. It's interesting to note that Barack Hussein Obama, after Edward Snowden came public worldwide to let them know what the NSA was doing on a global scale, America, on a global scale, it's interesting, when government was caught doing the things that they were doing illegally through the NSA, what did Barack Hussein Obama do? He said, well, we need to make sure that they're not illegally spying on American citizens. Well, you have no business spying on citizens in Russia. You have no business spying on citizens in China or Germany or France or any other place. What, do they get a pass to go ahead and violate the law concerning them people? Folks, our government doesn't have any business doing this to anybody. And why would they be doing it? Because they want absolute control over your lives. They want to watch everything you do, every step of the way. And if you have a cell phone and you have a computer, that's exactly what they're doing. Don't play the fool and don't play the stooge to these ill-designing men, okay? Now, again, going back to this point, it was interesting that Barack said, he came out publicly and said, we're going to make sure that the NSA is going to be basically honed in. And we're going to make sure that Americans are not being spied on. Just Americans, he said. And it was interesting to note that shortly thereafter, Edward Snowden came out again, and he told the American people what Barack Hussein Obama just said. He just got done doing the exact opposite. He didn't hone it in, folks. He actually continuously, folks, broadened the scope of surveillance worldwide. You need, when you want to come to terms with the facts, friends, I'm going to give them to you. The fact of the matter is, when you hear government and you're seeing the exact same things happening through this administration today, when he says north, look south. When he says east, look west. Because they do the exact opposite of what they say they're going to do. Now, I can give you a prime example of that. I don't have all day. But I can tell you, for example, friends, you know, just recently, and I'm going to hit this during the second hour, Donald Trump just signed a bill. It's called a minibus bill. And it was a bill that fully funded Planned Parenthood and baby part research. That was just done recently. He just signed this bill. Now, on the campaign trail, what did he say? He was going to, we can't have this. We got to stop this. We have to defund Planned Parenthood. We have to defund this atrocity, these gruesome crimes that are being committed when they're dissecting and selling baby parts. Well, what does he do when he gets incumbent, friends? What happens when he gets into the People's White House? He does the exact same office. He does the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do, and so he is. But we're going to come right back to this. Is under cover of Christmas, Obama establishes controversial anti-propaganda agency in full force today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump commenting on the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue near Pittsburgh.
It's just a shame to watch this and to see this for so many years. So much of it is absolutely a shame.
The suspect is in custody. Chuck Diamond is a rabbi that used to work at the synagogue.
I have to tell you, I always, in the back of my mind, had something like this and that might happen, you know, because of the way of the world today.
KDKA reports the number of dead now at least 8, with many more wounded, including 4 police officers. KDKA also reports the suspect is 48-year-old Robert Bowers and that he acted alone. Mexican officers have abandoned a blockade on a bridge after Mexico's Human Rights Commission told them that a rural stretch of highway without shade, toilets, or water was no place to hold negotiations. Thousands of mostly Honduran migrants earlier rejected an offer of temporary residency in southern Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
On Genesis Communication Networks right now, out of 87 different shows, we appreciate your support and your listenership. And first and foremost, friends, we appreciate your trust. And I appreciate the fact that you're willing to listen to the facts, because, again, I'm not here to give you my opinions. I'm giving you our history. I'm giving you our the Word of God and the Constitution. I'm giving you facts. And as John Adams, the second president, rightly said, facts are stubborn things, friends. They are not going to just fall over because someone wants them to fall over. What's awesome about the God that I serve is the seed of the righteous, he said, is forever. The seed of the righteous is forever. And if we go over to the revelation that was bestowed upon the church, just think about this. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It's like this. Let me say it this way. Charles Spurgeon said, the Prince of Preachers, "The world is like the hammer, and the church is like the anvil. No matter how many times that hammer pounds and pounces upon the anvil, it's never the anvil that's replaced. It's always the hammer. And so it is with the church. We are the anvil. We are based upon the rock of the Word of God. And as Andrew Jackson rightly said, putting the two together, our republic is based upon, I'm sorry, he said that the Constitution, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And that includes, of course, the Constitution of the United States of America. The American church is lending a helping hand unto its own judgment and destruction. Folks, I'm going to show you some correlation. And I'm also going to show you what Scripture has to say about it, not what you're hearing today in the modern day church. Completely backwards. Folks, if it's backwards in the professed church in America today, you can rest assured it's backwards in government. And guess what we're talking about right now? Under cover of Christmas, criminal Barack Hussein Obama establishes controversial anti-propaganda agency, when in fact this bill does nothing but promote and advocate propaganda, protecting the government, attempting to indemnify themselves and their crimes against we the people by throwing propaganda out there like they are today, friends. And we started the show off today talking about this, this created opposition will be blamed, but they are the ones doing the attacking concerning this man that allegedly sent these bombs through the mail, which, by the way, were not processed through the mail. And with that said, it's interesting to note, friends, that his van, his new van had all these Trump stickers all over them. And it looked like they were just put on them, by the way. Put on the van, sorry. When in fact, we'll find out, I'm sure, after the fact, that it is nothing but a hoax and it will fade to black when they don't need it anymore, which will be right after, friends, the elections. It's completely backfiring, and they are in trouble. And by the way, friends, they know that they are in trouble. But let's get back to this, friends, because it's important. Again, under cover of Christmas, Obama establishes controversial anti-propaganda agency. This was December 26th of 2016. Okay? The new law, as they call it, it's policy, it's not law, because it undermines the Constitution. The new law comes weeks before the New York billionaire assumes the presidency, amid national outrage over the spread of fake news and what many say is foreign interference in the election, both which are accused of enabling Trump's victory. Okay? And I'm not going there, I'm just making the point. Those combined forces have already contributed to the overt policing, policing of media critical of U.S. foreign policy, such as the problematic fake news blacklist recently decimated by the Washington Post, friends. Notice that. Who put it out? Who put out the fake news blacklist, friends? The CIA-controlled media did. And for those paying attention over the holiday weekend, the creation of a new information agency under the Propaganda Act appears to be another worrisome development for the American people. Huh. America, when are you going to wake up to what's going on here? When are you going to wake up to the fact that this is all created opposition? When are you going to wake up to the fact that this is totalitarianism? I mean, everybody knows about Adolf Hitler and the brown shirts. Adolf Hitler would use the brown shirts to go out and incite domestic insurrection. He would create the problem, and then behind closed doors, he'd play. He would create the problem behind closed doors, and then he would come out publicly, and he would be the problem solver. Guess who created the problem? Hey, folks, what does history teach us about the Reichstag? Who started the fire? And of course, they always have somebody to blame. But guess what? Adolf Hitler wanted to go ahead and start a war with the Polish. So what did he do? The Poles. He attacked his own Reichstag, history teaches us. After he attacked his own Reichstag, he then blamed his political opposition because he now then convinced his people to go to war on his behalf. To conquer his political opposition. And what should be worrisome here in this country, friends, is that you have the President of the United States of America, after now going over to the propaganda that's being rolled out on a red carpet for you today concerning this guy from Florida who is a Trump cultist, they called him. And again, I want to remind you, it's not about Donald Trump. This is about being aimed at you, America, not Donald Trump, because we already see Donald Trump taking the stage and saying that no resources will be spared. The weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort. I mean, it's almost like the unthinkable being played out here. Like, Donald, what did you just say? You just said, on the behalf of George Soros, an international criminal, on the behalf of Hillary Clinton, on the behalf of Barack Hussein Obama, and I'll highlight these in just a moment, on the behalf of those that have committed the acts of terror against we the people, Eric Holder, Maxine Waters, so on and so forth, now we're going to take the full force of governments, and no resources will be spared to investigate the person that allegedly sent bombs through the mail to these people that have committed acts of terror against we the people. Now, wait a second. You would have thought that this and that these were the first initiatives of Donald Trump right after his presidential victory concerning his intentions to prosecute the same people for the acts of terror towards the American people. But boy, was I wrong. I mean, we never got that investigation or that special prosecutor into the likes of Hillary Clinton that he promised. We never got that promise fulfilled concerning the rule of law, concerning those that are allegedly attacking him on a daily basis. America, are you really that foolish? Then if you are, you deserve what you get. This is communism in replay, majorly in our times. Now, I want you to consider the source to the propaganda that's being played out today. I want you to consider the source concerning each and every one of these said criminals, and they are criminals, that allegedly had a package sent to their location. Because every one of them is guilty. You know it, and I know it. Every one of them is guilty of dismantling a republic, which is against the law. A republican form of government. In an attempt to destroy the America that we all know. Read John 10:10. You know this is true. And by the way, the Muslims say, by any means necessary. Remember Malcolm X said that? Well, that's exactly what they're acting out. Read Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11, 14 through 15. Folks, because in their own words, it's all about the revolution. They'll do whatever they can do and whatever they want to do, as long as you let them do it, to create the havoc and the hell that your country's turning into. Read Psalm 9, 16 and 17. I mean, look at the international criminal George Soros and the organizations that he's funding. Friends, the organizations that he is funding are laid out, over 200 of them, by the way, are laid out to undermine and to upend the U.S. Constitution as we know it, to destroy our country. Which, by the way, runs in clear contrast to our form of government. Wait a second. George Soros, a known international criminal, funding over 200 organizations in America to upend our Constitution. An alleged bomb was sent to him in the mail. Okay? And Donald Trump says, now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, that no resources will be spared. The full weight of our government is going to be deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort, he said, to defend George Soros. Now, no one's condoning, nobody's in agreement that if some lunatic really did do this. Let's make that clear. That's a given. Anybody that listens to me on a daily basis, except for Sunday's friends, they know that I hate violence. Nobody's advocating violence. I don't know anybody that's advocating violence against anybody. They're just trying to figure out why the government and the new administration hasn't brought in the rule of law against George Soros. They're trying to figure out why Donald Trump, who said he could do whatever he wants with the Department of Justice, hasn't done anything concerning the Department of Justice, concerning the likes of George Soros and his organizations that mean to undermine the U.S. Constitution. I mean, that's what I thought. Donald was saying. But apparently Americans can't put two and two together to figure out that it equals four. Why is Donald Trump so apt to protect George Soros? Don't forget the Clintons and their crimes towards we the people, which, by the way, include drug dealing, treason, you know, Russia and China. You know, Hillary Clinton selling uranium ore. Remember, they had to throw a bunch of people, namely the Bundys, in jail to attempt to cover their crimes until they were found out. Right? Remember that? And remember China under Billy Bob, this criminal? Remember back in the 90s he was selling military secrets to the Chinese? What about the dead bodies? I think we're up to around 200 dead bodies strewn on the path of both Bill and Hillary's folks' political careers. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. But now all of a sudden Donald Trump says we need to put government into action and figure out who may have threatened these people? Come on, friends, wake up. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, you have us as the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks right now. Number one out of 87 different options. 1-866-582-9933. You know what I find, friends? We've all heard history repeats itself because men don't learn from history. You know, when I wrote this on Thursday, things opened up on Friday. Okay? And it's interesting how few want to learn history, because if they actually learn history, then that means that they're going to have to respond in the present to stop the replay of the bad things that happened in the past. People aren't interested in that. You know, but if I was to turn over to one of the CIA-controlled media outlets, you know, the ones that nobody believes in, and the president said something, man, there's tons of responses to the articles that he's on. I'm just simply asking you the question, friends, why is it that the president of the United States of America, why is he standing up and saying no resources will be spared to investigate these alleged bombs that went through the mail to the likes of George Soros, a known international criminal? Why is it that he's helping cover for these people, friends? Why would the president of the United States say, the full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation, we will spare no expense in this effort? But he never said this, all the while knowing that George Soros is an international criminal. He never said a word of, hey, folks, let me take you to what's going on in your backyard right now. Just out of left field. How come we never heard this from the president of the United States of America, all the while knowing that we have 35 jihadi camps in America? I never heard, folks, as a matter of fact, the media has diverted your attention completely away from the fact that there's 35 jihadi camps in America today. Just to show you how easily distracted and controlled you are, people. I never heard the president say anything about it. Let's go fast forward again. I just highlighted the fact that Clinton's and their crimes towards we the people. Again, remember, none other than Billy Bob Clinton was literally the biggest drug dealer, and he was trafficking drugs through none other than Mena, Arkansas. This is a well-known fact. If you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, friends, do yourself a favor. And notice the people that had to die around his administration, and by the way, are still dying. We just had a young lady that was investigating into child trafficking and pedophilia into the Clintons just recently. She went to, I believe it was the FBI and the DOJ, and a couple days later she was dead in her room. Oh, probably that's just, what are you saying, man? What am I saying every time it happens? Let me ask you this. What are you saying every time it happens? You want to suggest that it's not happening when in fact the fruit is hanging on the tree. I mean, you want to convince people that the fruit isn't hanging on the tree, and I'm sitting here pointing the finger at the fruit that's hanging on the tree. And the media is there to try to convince you otherwise, not knowing that they love to call people that tell you the truth conspiracy theorists, when in fact, folks, if you look at history, you'll find out, friends, that many of the theories that they named theories were in fact conspiracies. And what they do is they just wait for the people that are part of the conspiracy to die off, and then they just go ahead and let it out. Oh, who cares, man? He's dead. It doesn't matter anymore. I mean, look at the, just case in point. And I'm on a side note right now. Look at John F. Kennedy assassination. The files aren't going to be released till 2025. What kind of Kool-Aid are you drinking, America? Aren't they telling on themselves? Why, yes, they are. And it's interesting about that, even speaking of that, even when they come out like Johnson's lawyer, like Lady Bird, like Johnson's mistress, and actually admitted that Johnson was responsible for the conspiracy. Folks, you can always tell who the conspirators are by he who gains from that position. Okay, the loss of Kennedy gave it over to, guess who? Johnson. Okay. Well, when you look in the Bible, folks, conspiracies are very real. Jeremiah 11:9, go to 1 Kings, 2 Kings. Conspiracies were constantly taking place, and they were always happening within because conspiracies were controlled that way. Okay? There's no theory about it. But we do know that the CIA media, on a global scale, they are the ones to polarize and demonize anybody that tells the truth about those that they are giving cover to who are in fact the conspirators. It's a fact. I do a whole show on it. And if you want to get loose in the head and start just trying to throw that off the table as something that may be fictitious, well, you do it to your own demise. And that's what you've been doing for years in this country. But again, look at the Clintons, man. Russia and China, and that's treason, by the way. Murder. Again, read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. It tells you what you're supposed to do with those that commit the act of treason. And Article 2, Section 4, by the way. Remember Barack Hussein Obama, Luke 22:48, who transgressed the United States Constitution over 1,180 times? Folks, what I'm highlighting right now is the fact that in response to CNN's headlines concerning the act of terror, which they never use unless it's their political opposition. You know, the bombs sent to CNN, the Clintons holders, Obamas and others such as Maxine Waters and John Brennan. And I guess there's more rolling out now, too. Conveniently, just days before the election. By the way, I started the show off telling you there's not a one person that believes the narrative. And rightly so. And then I took the time to share with you, friends, under the cover of Christmas, Obama established back in 2016 the December 26th version of the anti-propaganda agency, where the government reallocated your tax dollars to fund programs that indemnify the government and their crimes from we the people. That's what it's about. It's not anti-propaganda. It's a total propaganda agency. Okay, and you're seeing it on full display today. In America, you want to stand back and act like it's not really happening? And all you Trumpites, you're watching. And by the way, people were taken back when Donald Trump said, when he took the stage and said, no resources will be spared. It was like, what? Whoa, what? It was like when Donald Trump won the presidency. For a year and a half, he talked about lying Hillary and how she needs to be prosecuted and thrown in jail. You've seen all of this, America. And then after he wins, within, 41 seconds exactly, he says that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service. And the American people were taken aback. They were taken back. August, like, what did you just say? And yet there's people that are still believing things that this guy's saying and this administration is saying. I mean, folks, granted, he does good things every once in a while. He does one good thing over here on the left, and then he does four that are absolute detriment to your country and your well-being on the right. Put that on a scale and see which one weighs more. This is ridiculous. We will spare no expense in this effort to what? To investigate those that allegedly sent these bombs through the mail. Allegedly, America. Remember, they passed the policy. We can go ahead and propagandize now. We're going to indemnify ourselves against them. We'll call those that tell the truth about us fake news. We'll use our corporate structure and big tech companies to censor those that don't agree with us politically and ideologically. And folks, it's just, it's craziness. But there's people that believe it. Remember Eric Holder? Attorney General, such as under Barack Hussein Obama, under Fast and Furious. He said that, remember he was gun running only to blame the American people, just the same thing that they're doing today. Remember they took guns and they gave them to Mexican drug lords, and the Mexican drug lords killed off 300 of their own people. Barack Hussein Obama went over into Mexico shortly thereafter and blamed the American people for what he and his administration did. And you want to act like this isn't happening today, friends, because you have a new administration? Hey, same agenda's going forward, friends. Just different players. Different clowns in the circus of politics. Different actors. Holder said foreign terrorists have rights here in America. And then there was no investigation into the Department of Defense for where 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography. He said he didn't have the resources. I mean, folks, you would have thought it was where President Donald Trump's efforts were going to be made when he stated no resources will be spared and that the full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort. And apparently not. And the American people drink the Kool-Aid. Isn't that pretty crazy for Donald Trump to say that, friends? Wow, I wish he would do that for me. Well, she would have did that for the guys in Benghazi by going after Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton for what they did, or even the Clintons for the crimes that they committed against the people, or Maxine Waters for attempting to domestically...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.